Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Better Homes and Gardens New Cookbook is a flagship general interest cookbook from the Better Homes and Gardens Test Kitchen tradition, created to function as an all-purpose reference for everyday home cooking. Often recognized by its Red Play branding, it blends a large recipe collection with practical instruction, aiming to help readers cook reliably rather than chase fads. The anniversary-oriented edition linked to the Kindle listing emphasizes breadth and usability of very large set of recipes, abundant photography, and a structure designed for how people actually cook now. Alongside classic American staples, it includes newer, more contemporary favorites and encourages flexibility through flavor variations, ingredient swaps, and lighter options. Beyond recipes, the book supports skill building with clear directions, how-to visuals, ingredient guidance, and quick reference charts. The result is a cookbook that works both as a teaching tool for newer cooks and as a dependable household standard for planning weeknight meals, baking, and entertaining with confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a broad kitchen staple recipe collection that balances classic and current tastes. A defining feature of Better Homes and Gardens New Cookbook is its role as a comprehensive home cookbook, the kind of volume people reach for when they need a dependable version of a familiar dish, plus enough variety to keep weekly cooking interesting. Public descriptions emphasize a very large number of recipes and a wide scope that spans everyday meals, baking, desserts, and beverages, combining traditional American standards with newer favorites. This balance matters because it mirrors how many households cook a mix of comfort food, quick solutions, and occasional trend-driven additions. The book's approach also supports repeatability. Recipes are presented as tested, practical options rather than restaurant-style projects, which helps readers build a working repertoire of go-to dishes. At the same time, modern inclusions and updated organization keep it relevant for contemporary schedules and ingredient availability. For many users, the value is not a single signature chapter, but the confidence that nearly any common cooking need has a credible starting point inside one book. Secondly, technique and fundamentals woven into the recipes through how-to guidance. Unlike cookbooks that assume prior knowledge, Better Homes and Gardens New Cookbook is positioned as both a recipe source and a skills primer. Multiple public listings highlight clear directions supported by how-to photos, along with ingredient identification visuals and cooking time charts for meats and poultry. This instructional layer is important because it lowers the barrier for beginners while still helping experienced cooks tighten execution. Instead of presenting technique as an abstract separate course, the book reinforces fundamentals in the context of real dishes, which is how most people actually learn. The emphasis on visuals and charts also reflects the needs of busy kitchens, quick confirmation of doneness times, reminders of basic steps, and clarity about unfamiliar ingredients. In practice, this makes the book useful when troubleshooting. If a sauce needs thickening, a roast needs timing, or a new cook is unsure what a step should look like, the supporting material functions like an in-book coach, increasing the odds of a successful outcome. Thirdly, flexible cooking with variations, substitutions, and lighter options. A recurring theme in descriptions of this edition is adaptability. Rather than treating recipes as fixed scripts, the book provides flavor variations and options to swap ingredients, and it notes ways to make dishes healthier. This matters because modern home cooking is often constrained by what is in the pantry, dietary preferences, or the need to adjust richness and portion size. By explicitly inviting substitutions and offering alternative directions, the book supports a more resilient cooking mindset. Readers learn to adapt a base recipe without abandoning it. The effect is practical as well as educational. A cook can keep momentum when an ingredient is missing or tailor a dish to personal taste while still relying on a tested framework. The inclusion of lighter approaches also aligns with a broad audience that wants everyday meals to feel balanced without requiring a specialized diet cookbook. Overall, the flexibility features turn the book from a static archive into a working tool that accommodates real-life constraints and encourages confident improvisation. Fourthly, quick reference design photos, cheat sheets, and at-a-glance charts. Another clear strength is usability at the counter. Public sources describe cheat sheets distributed throughout the book, along with charts and visual aids that make information easy to access in the moment. This is not a minor design detail. Many cookbooks are enjoyable to read but slow to consult while cooking. Here, the layout priorities suggest a reference mindset, helping readers locate essentials quickly, such as cooking times or key technique reminders. The strong emphasis on photography, including a photo for each recipe in the anniversary edition descriptions, supports decision-making and execution. Seeing the finished result helps readers choose what to cook and evaluate whether they are on track. The lay-flat hardcover design noted in listings also reinforces the idea that the book is meant to live in the kitchen, staying open to the right page without a struggle. Combined, these elements create a practical workflow picker recipe. Confirm what it should look like, follow clear steps, and lean on quick guides when questions arise. Lastly, heritage and continuity, the Red Plaid legacy, and a look back at earlier editions, and Better Homes and Gardens' new cookbook, stands out in part because it is not only a cookbook but also a long-running cultural object. Listings for the anniversary-oriented edition mention new sections that look back at the history of Better Homes and Gardens, including features about its test kitchen legacy and a then-and-now style comparison of original classics with updated versions influenced by current tastes. This historical framing adds a layer of meaning beyond utility. It shows how American home cooking evolves while certain foundational dishes remain. For readers, that can be both nostalgic and instructive. You can see what has changed in ingredients, flavor preferences, and health awareness without losing the comfort of familiar recipes. The test kitchen emphasis reinforces the brand's identity as a reliable authority built on repeated trials and standardization. In a crowded cookbook market, that continuity helps explain why the book is often treated as a household standard, passed between generations, and used not only for special occasions but also as a baseline guide for everyday cooking decisions. In conclusion, Better Homes and Gardens' new cookbook suits readers who want one dependable volume that can handle most day-to-day cooking needs without requiring specialist knowledge. Newer cooks benefit from the structured guidance, clear directions, supportive photos, and quick reference charts that reduce uncertainty and help build foundational skills. More experienced home cooks may value it as a practical benchmark, a place to find a trustworthy version of a classic, then customize it using the book's variations and substitution-friendly approach. Busy households gain from the reference-minded design, including cheat sheet-style information that speeds up decision-making and execution. Compared with trend-focused cookbooks or niche diet collections, this book stands out for breadth, clarity, and an emphasis on reliability. It is meant to be used repeatedly, not merely admired, and its test kitchen heritage supports the expectation that recipes will work as written. How so? The added historical perspective in anniversary material also gives it a distinctive identity among general cookbooks. It connects contemporary kitchens to a long tradition of American home cooking, showing how staples endure even as ingredients, schedules, and tastes change. For readers seeking a single cornerstone cookbook, it offers both practical utility and long-term value. If you would like to support Better Homes and Gardens, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!